You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors may soon introduce an ordinance to ban the sale of electronic smoking devices in the unincorporated areas of the county. According to the December 10th board meeting agenda, a public hearing on the issue could be slated for mid-January. The issue comes before county officials as a bipartisan group of national lawmakers, including seven from California, sent a letter to President Trump this week urging a ban on all flavored e-cigarettes. Meanwhile, two Central Coast cities, Morro Bay and Aurora Grande, have already begun the process of banning the sale of all vaping products in their jurisdictions. But not all city leaders are in favor of complete bans, and some shop owners say the move will slash half of their business and fortify the black market. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
Of the 10 city council members between the two cities, Marlis McPherson of Morro Bay was the only one to vote no on a total vape ban. She says she could have gotten behind a ban of flavored e-cigarettes.
Bubblegum e-cigarettes are really designed to appeal to young people. The problem I think that we're trying to deal with here is underage vaping.
And Marlis says total bans won't fix that problem.
And instead, what it did is to deprive Morro Bay of the sales tax, when in fact all of those adults that can legally smoke are going to go buy the product elsewhere.
I did the quick math between all the tobacco that's been sold in Morro Bay, talking about at least $50,000 in revenue for the city.
Ben Akari owns a 21 and over smoke shop in Morro Bay. Akari and other tobacco shop owners say 40 to 50% of their business is now vape-related. Akari thinks Los Osos shops will get his customers now.
So I think it's bad. It's going to hurt my business a lot. I don't know if I could keep my smoke shops open. When you take flavored tobacco, you take vaping.
Akari and McPherson both say underage users are getting vape products on the internet, and a citywide ban will push more people online, where often products aren't regulated.
We check IDs. I've been in tobacco shop for over 10 years now. Never have an accident or sold a minor. So I think we're doing our part, and the city going too harsh on us.
Both Morro Bay and Arroyo Grande City Councils still have to revisit the ordinances again, likely in the next month. But staff in both cities say a total ban on vape sales still seems imminent. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.